myself am not even worthy to be the lowest of the lowest servants for my Lord Jesus Christ, who the one that cometh. Oh, he felt that the Son of God was infinitely superior to himself, that he would even be honored to be employed by him just to loose his sandals. One mightier than I cometh, the latch of the shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. Stay in your lane. There are three things that we can learn here from John that will help us as we walk in our lives with the Lord each and every day. The first thing John tries to do, he reminds us of our priority. Oh, to unloose the straps of Christ's sandals might seem very trivial. It might even seem, you know, a little losing my self-respect as a man to be able to stoop down to the office of just taking someone's sandals off. You know, why should I bring myself down to this level? You know, how can I, you know, it's one thing to provide a boat for the Lord. It's one thing to give him food. It's one thing to preach for him. It's one thing to provide the donkey. But now you want me to do the menial task of just loosening his sandals. But can you imagine if Christ's feet were never washed? Can you imagine if someone never loosed his sandals? You know, it's kind of like us today sometimes. Well, not Greater New Hope, I praise the Lord, it's not Greater New Hope. You know, if I'm not preaching, I'm not showing up. But I'm glad that's not here at Greater New Hope. Greater New Hope. You know, if my name is not in the bulletin to be on the hot seat as a deacon, I might not show up. But I'm glad that's not here at Greater New Hope. You know, if it's not my turn to stand at the table and flip the sheet back for communion, I'm not going to be here. But I'm glad that's not here at Greater New Hope. And, you know, if they're not singing my song or my choir is not singing, I'm not going to show up. But I'm glad that's not here at Greater New Hope. But I can imagine that some people have lost their sense of priority when it comes to doing the menial task for the Lord. He can use anyone to do anything, but to be a servant of the Lord is a privilege and honor. Every child. Nothing lowers a man if he honors his Lord. It is not possible for any godly work to be beneath our dignity. Rather, we ought to know that with the lowest grade of service upon dignity, the one who we perform it for. Amen. John reminds us of our priority. I remember, you know, talking about getting the shoes. I used to remember as a child, I used to always go fetch my mama's house slippers. I had to go fetch, and it's like, but I didn't mind fetching my mama's house slippers. Right. It was something about, I remember I was younger, I'm not that old, but when I was younger, they used to have these shows on TV, and you would see, you know, when the parent comes home, how the child would greet them at the door with their house slippers and put them away. It was an honor and a privilege to be able just to get the shoes of one who you respect. John reminds us of our priorities. John then goes and reminds us of our position. What makes you even qualified to loose the feet of the sandals of Jesus Christ? Well,